Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Has this ever happened to you? You look down and, oh no, my titties are out and I've spilled sauce on them from this sausage roll I'm currently eating. If only I had a t-shirt to cover up my shame and not get my titties sauced. Well, do we have the solution for you? Just head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and grab a tee today. Maybe you want the world to know that the vibe check is good. Or may I suggest the Saucy Boys tea? The perfect tea to mop up any sauce-based liquid to save you the embarrassment of dripping sauce on your uncovered chest. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop. You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Previously on Stories from the Grey Hill Free Company.
And you slowly drift from one end of the river to the other. Everyone else falls off the edge one by one. The Iron Golem begins to emerge at the other side of the river. Chantel is at the bottom, almost the perfect bottom of the waterfall. Several of the rocks must have shifted when she struck them. You can see that she is bleeding, like blood is mixing with the water. You see that one of her legs twists and breaks at a very bad angle.
Adam.
Oh, as opposed to a good angle.
She comes out.
That's good.
Most of her
that's
comes out.
Okay.
Saren also looks mangled and bloody and bruised. Her clothes are kind of like wrapped in her, almost like a funeral shroud. Tree stump is wrapped around it.
Okay. Head above water?
Head below water.
I will wade in.
You realize Yaeola could not have come this far and kept being washed away. There's not enough strength to it. Yaeola, you must have passed and they were submerged or hidden somewhere.
Fuck, I'll double back. I'm just running to Saren.
I'm coming.
Is she alive? I try to medicine check as much as I...
You can't tell initially. You need to start taking clothes off her.
Oh, fuck.
She
is very
cold to the touch pale. She could be alive. She could be dead. You just don't know. Start removing all of those heavy clothes. And after you get some of them off her chest, she starts breathing again very, very faintly.
Okay. Good.
You can see she has a lot of internal bleeding.
Okay.
And a lot of external bleeding.
Yep. All right. I who do not move. I grab her as much bundles of clothing as I can. Is there any kind of like foal, as in like wood or anything I can kind of use as tinder? Or even does anyone have like a tinder box that I can kind of like basically make a fire? But like a quick and dirty fire. Cast a cantrip of producing flame, but I kind of just need to have something there to kind of keep the fire going, basically.
What do you have that could be dry?
I guess any kind of weapon that was on me at the time. Like the handles of like a dagger or...
Would they be dry or would they also be wetted?
It'd be in my body. Oh, it was in my, like, purse. Oh, actually,
oh,
no.
Oh, no, you were a fish. Oh, but you've walked in and shaped water a few times.
Yeah, so depends how much they dry off during the
the walk.
A cold
back.
Night like this, probably like, not a lot.
Hempen rope as well. Again, if I'm using produce flame, it's not about trying to catch a light, just trying to maintain a light.
I think even with produce flame, you would struggle to keep something set aflame.
Basically, trying to get some just fire going, so it just kind of warms them up, even if it's ever so briefly.
I don't think anyone here has anything that would currently be able to catch fire, unfortunately. Okay, you would need to go searching for some dead wood somewhere.
Does Saren look like she should not be moved?
Yeah, you think if you move her, you're very likely to break something further in her.
Okay, I'm just trying to work out who do I not move, Chantel or Saren, or both. Okay, well, I yell at Tree Stump to try and find some dry wood. Just try and find some wood. I'm going to try and check on Chantel.
Unfortunately, Tree Stump is currently distracted, so they do not notice this. But Glupple, you eventually begin to notice, out of the darkness, from further along the river where the waterfall is, a large, loping figure walking towards you. It hasn't materialized yet, but it walks very slowly and very purposely down the river.
No.
Like a golem?
It could be.
No. Okay, back up the waterfall. Everyone up.
Okay. Look, if it is that, then we're fucked. But right now, I go to Chantel.
Chantel is further up the river where it's coming from.
Yeah, I go to Chantel.
Okay. You begin. Are you trying to avoid the figure?
Is it this? I know nothing about the figure, right? Like, I can't see anything about it.
It's coming from Chantel's direction.
Okay. He's a friend or foe. I guess I won't necessarily try to. I won't go out of my way to avoid it, but I also won't go out of my way to confront it.
Okay, so
that makes sense.
You're hoping that you're just going to pass each other by and be like, "Ha, it's crazy how we're both in the forest right now." Have on your way. Yeah,
as you begin to approach, you're like in the night. Your human eyes begin to slowly make out what you were looking at. Chantel is using her warhammer as kind of like a crutch and is hobbling her way towards you.
Perfect. I run.
She coughs up a lot of water when you get to her.
I'm so sorry. I kind of try to brace herself and myself with. I try to hold her up with as much as I can and help her towards, I guess, Saren.
You return to Saren with Chantel. Sits down in the water next. Not in the water. Sorry, sits down on the bank next to her.
Thank you. I'm so sorry, Chantel. I need you to calm. Rest here. I'm going to do what I can to try and make sure that you two are comfortable. Or you three really are comfortable. And I need to find Yeola.
Chantel nods. She doesn't look like she's capable of talking right now.
Right. Did I yell? How did Tree Stump go with finding any dry wood?
Yeah, did I end up
hearing
that? Did I just have a you know those moments where someone says something and you're like, I'll figure out what that was in about 3 seconds.
You start scrambling around nearby Tree Stump looking for wood. You find maybe enough to make kindling, but not enough to keep a fire going.
Yeah. During that time,
as much.
Okay, I think that's going to do for now. Anything that I have that like looks dry, I will basically make a heap. That includes like any like the like Saren's dress that you know was all bundled up and kind of mangled. My own sort of clothes, if they're any sort of dry, just to kind of like make a pyre, basically, to try and just emanate a bit of warmth while I go search for Yeola again.
Okay, are you going to try and set that alight?
With the make flame. Yes, just
it. Splashes against the... Well, none of the clothes are wet. I don't think anyone's clothes would probably be dry.
Okay.
But it splashes against the pile of equipment that you've made. And It probably doesn't do much. Highs or lows?
Highs.
No, everything you have is still so wet, it can't really catch.
Like does it catch the kindling at least?
The kindling catches, yeah, but that won't stay lit for long.
How long, like, are we talking here?
We're talking, like, maybe 10 minutes.
Right. Cool. 10 minutes is more than enough. Then I will be Tree Stump. I need you to go warm yourself up as much as you can right now.
Oh, yes.
I need you to go get as much. Look, this is a desperate time right now. I know you're feeling very crap, but I need you to look for something a bit more stable because I need to go and find Yegola now.
Yeah, of course. I race along into the forest to try and find some more dry things. And then as I'm running, feel in my pocket the ring of water walking I forgot about.
If it makes you feel any better, having worn that, you probably just would have hit the ground.
But well, I could have walked into the river.
Yeah. Oh, the reason why we're in this predicament. Right.
Yeah, sorry. Earlier it would. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Earlier it would have helped. Yeah.
I put that on.
Okay.
Just in case it comes up again.
Is that cursed? No, I don't think so. No, oh, no. Wait. Well, it's not. All right. So you put it on. Yeah, that's fine. Do you want to walk into the river?
No, I have no need to. I just put it on because it would have come in handy earlier when
it would have. Yeah.
We went over the waterfall because of me being in the water.
Okay. Well, I go look for you go search, and I will also go search for Eola. Like looking into the. I wish I still had my fish eyes. Fuck these stupid human eyes.
All right. So are you searching two different directions to look for Eola?
I'm basically gonna.
If you go to the opposite direction of me, I'll let you know.
I'm gonna look for where Tree Stump, where I found Tree Stump, around like a bit further on from there, while Tree Stump goes and gets wood.
All right. Tree Stump is probably not going to be able to find anything further. Searching further along, Glubble, you spot on the other side of the river, not on the side you're on, but on the opposite side, there is like a set of tracks going away from the river.
Cool. I shape water to cross the river and try and look at those tracks. Are they?
It's two sets of tracks, actually, you notice now that you're on the other side of the river. Yeah. It's one set of tracks, a roughly a regular human-sized person. So it could have been like an elf or an orc or a lot of other things, but it probably wasn't anything like a halfling or a dwarf.
Yep.
Something roughly the size of a human came up to the water and dragged something away.
Okay, cool. I'll keep following that drag marks then.
As you keep following the drag marks, you find that there are two sets of paw prints. Probably something like what's your wisdom? Pretty decent, right?
Yeah, I'm not a smart
boy. Sorry, survival. So your survival is pretty decent. It's two sets of wolf tracks join in on the single set of human tracks and the drag marks.
Yep.
And then it trails away a little bit until you can see a light in the distance.
Okay, well, I rush there. I run.
You rush towards, you can see it kind of looks like a farm almost. There's like a squat little house made out of mud bricks with a thatched roof. There's a fence round the front with some strange looking vegetables or plants planted out the front. And you can see on the, just outside, just in front of the door, there's like two mats where the wolves are sitting. They lie there. And as you approach, both of them kind of curiously regard you. The fence that rings this house, or not rings this house, but like it's just out the front of the house that keeps the vegetables in an enclosed area. The fence is topped with a series of skulls.
That might not be necessarily a bad thing.
What if those skulls belong to bad people?
This could be highly
maybe Yeola
neutral.
Is with someone who is very kind.
Yes, I call out. Hello.
As you approach, if you get close enough to start calling out,
the two wolves
slowly, with a low like meanness to them, growl at you as you approach.
He's okay.
And inside the house, you can also hear chunk, shh, chunk, shh.
That's okay.
Chunk, like the sound of a something heavy hitting a wooden Something heavy hitting like a wooden surface and then dragging.
That's it, right? Casting something as a ritual,
still call out?
Well, yeah, of course. I was going to say, speaking with animals is a ritual spell. I know it's like a 10-minute casting time, yes? Yeah. So I have to be focused and concentrating that. I couldn't be doing it while running or doing it while walking, correct?
I think maybe if you wanted to walk, but running or doing basically anything else. Let me quickly check as well. I definitely don't think you could talk.
All I'm thinking is if I see some wolf prints, I might, and then if it was in the distance, I would be like, oh, okay, cool. As I'm walking there, casting the ritual so I can at least speak to the wolves as I get to the place. But then, you know, that's just all I was thinking. But if I can't, like, walk and cast it, then you're nah.
Yeah, I get there's nothing that says that you can't be walking, but your hands and your mouth are busy.
Okay, that's well, all. As I've walked to the place, I'll have already cast speak with animals.
All right, sure. Well, you would probably need to slow down a little bit to have the spell done by the time that you get there, but you can have the spell done by the time that you get there.
Yeah, okay. Well, then I'll try and speak to the wolves.
One of them says, "You're not welcome here."
That's all right. I just need some help.
The other one says, "He's not welcome here."
I don't need to be welcomed here. I'm imploring someone for some help right now.
The door opens and an old woman steps out. The woman has kind of like a simple brown, almost like a monk's robe sort of thing with a cinch tying at the waist. She has around her neck and down her front a butcher's apron that you see is stained with blood, and in one hand she has a bloody cleaver.
Hello, hi. I followed your tracks here. I believe you might have come across a friend of mine.
She gives you a quizzical look and then says in kind of broken common, like she doesn't speak the language much.
Yeah.
Red skin.
Yes, that's the one.
Horns.
Yes, that's the one.
What for?
We were running away from a iron golem, and they're a friend.
She casts her gaze back the way you came, as if she knows where you came from over the waterfall. Then, looking back at you, she says, "Golem."
Yes.
She walks back into the hut and produces a figure in a shroud. She walks over, lays it down in kind of like the middle of her garden, walks back to her porch and says, "Take it."
Is this my friend?
Yes.
Is she? She's not alive, is she?
Alive enough.
Yeah. Okay. I go and pick up the shroud, check. The shrouded figure.
Why don't you check?
well, yes.
Do you check?
Yes.
As soon as you like reach down to pull at the shroud, you hear her say, "Cassius, Belly, time for dinner." The two wolves rise up and start stalking their way towards you. She turns around and goes back into the hut.
Is it Yeola?
Do you, you gonna, all right, so there's a little bit of unwrapping that you would need to do.
Oh, then no. I'm just saying
the checking is going to be your first round of combat.
I pick her up and run.
Well, the wolves leap and start chasing after you.
Okay. Fucking wolves. What the fuck? Okay.
The wolves kind of like nip at your heels a little bit, but you get the almost immediate impression that while they would, if you were to stop, they would attack you, it feels like they're just trying to run you off the property, to be honest.
Okay.
They're like nipping at your heels, but they're not really trying to kill you right now. But they're not playing around. They're just trying to scare you. But scaring you could very easily, you think, become killing you.
They're wolves, and they're not listening to any reason. If I can be like, look, I understand. We are leaving. Please leave us alone.
They probably just don't respond to that. They keep going at you. They seem well trained.
Okay. I can't like trying to persuade them with an animal handling check or anything like that to be like, please just leave us alone.
Maybe one with disadvantage. Well, that would be stopping though. And if you stop, you could try to animal handle them.
But I'm running and screaming, leave me alone.
Well, yeah, you could try to stop And Anna will handle them, but if you fail, they will bite.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm running and screaming, fuck okay. off.
Yeah, then you get away.
Let's go, go, they go, eventually, go, run.
They eventually turn back and leave you alone.
Okay, the moment I feel like they're not on my tail,
yeah,
I guess we'll put this figure down and unwrap and assess.
It's Yeola, but Yeola's horns have been removed.
Yeah. Oh. Well, that's just not... I check her vital signs.
Yeola...
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Joel Zammit here from either the podcast you're currently listening to or some other podcast like, let's say, I don't know, Baseless Speculation, rudely interrupting your good times to tell you about another podcast I do called Baseless Speculation. Do you often find yourself looking at a new Spider-Man trailer and thinking to yourself, oh, I wonder how Sony are going to shit the bed on this one? Or perhaps you're a big fan of X-Men and will ponder how they would even show the Krakoan era of mutants on the silver screen. Or maybe there's some news that some fucking guy is going to play Mario in the upcoming film Mario about that plumber Mario and his brother Luigi. And you think to yourself, I wonder what they're going to do there. Why do these plumbers keep jumping on turtles? Us. So we made a show about it where we baselessly speculate on upcoming films, TV shows, and more. So join me and my beautiful co-hosts, Jackson Bailey and Joel Dusha, who you might know from either this very podcast or another, on Baseless Speculation. Available on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon are doing a podcast thing now. You can find us there if you'd like. Google? They have Google Podcasts now. Really, there's never been a better time to search for podcasts, especially ones called Baseless Speculation.
Yael is alive, but her pulse is faint.
Yeah, okay, okay, okay. Well, in that case, I will guess take a not a gingerly stroll back, but a more measured, careful, not just running at full pelt, back to our basic camp.
All right.
If there is any kind of foliage of like any kind of trees or like stuff that I can just easily grab without spending too much time along the way back, I will try and grab something.
The land is quite featureless, unfortunately. Quite featureless. You get back with Yeola, but without anything to make kindling.
Yeah, okay. As I get back, I'm hoping that Big T has done well.
Big T,
what did they find? Did they do a good job? I don't know anything that's happening.
Hi, Zolos.
Hi.
Big T, you are unable. You spent a long time searching for anything, but you are unable to find any kindling of any sort.
I always get confused between dry and wet.
Fucking hell. Okay, all right. Well, I get back to our makeshift.
Everyone's back at the camp now.
Oh, you did much better than I did.
Yeah, did you find anything at all there?
No. Is that Yeola?
That's
Chantel. Yeola. Chantel forces herself to a stand.
Chantal, sit. I place Yeola near Chantal. So, like, Chantal, do not move right now.
When Chantal sees Yeola, she issues, like, a long, low, hissing sort of sound.
So, right now, let us focus on survival. I'll explain, I guess, as much as I can in a minute. But right now, we need to focus on survival and rest and making sure that Saren is okay, that you are as well as you can be, Chantal. And that Eola is resting and is also okay. So I'm just going to put her down, wrap up like the shroud, which I'm assuming is dry.
Yeah, it would be dry, but I'm not going to say it's not going to burn for long.
Oh, I know. It's dry. Right. Give Eola a once over.
Does no one have more oil? Than once over.
It's less about the starting a fire, Big T, and more about it constantly going. You know, we need fuel as opposed to a starter.
So if you cover all the wet things in oil, won't all the wet things become flammable?
It will dry them eventually. A little bit, but it probably won't dry them fast enough or quick enough.
So look, I can maintain a flame for a while until I need to rest. So I will definitely do that. So hopefully it'll dry some of the stuff. But right now there's a sequence of things that we need to do first, and one of them is just to check on and Eola and then also Saren.
You set up what meager a camp you can create. The produce flame spell, from the description, it doesn't sound like the fire it makes sheds much, if any, heat. It says specifically that it does not harm equipment or you. So I'm guessing it does do fire damage though. But that's when it's discharged. I would say that you can get some heat from it, but the magic of it is designed so that it doesn't harm you when you're holding it. So while you're holding it, it doesn't do that much.
Okay. I'm just hoping I can utilize it to dry things off, really, just to kind of hopefully dry people's clothing. If I can also use mending to mend any kind of again tears or those kind of things in clothes, so that it kind of just helps with, I guess, people's comfort levels right now.
You try to make people as comfortable as possible. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You do the best job that you can, but it is nonetheless a very cold, sad, depressing night.
Yes. Yes.
And in the next day, you will probably need to spend a few hours of the morning still resting because you definitely did not get your long rest last night.
No. With a druid, do I get my spells back in a short or long rest?
Long.
Okay. Right. Big sleep. I'll make sure. I'll again making sure that everyone is healthy, shall we say? And then if I'm like during the night, basically ensuring everyone is alive.
No one's going to pass away or anything in the night, and everyone does get a long rest, but everyone except you, I suppose, is on two levels of exhaustion, and that two levels of exhaustion remains because you actually didn't have, unfortunately, because you left your camp in a bit of a hurry, you don't have any of your equipment with you. Well, you have some of your equipment, but no one was really picking up backpacks when you were running from the iron golem.
Yes.
No, so everyone still is at two levels of exhaustion with the exception of you.
Does that mean, is everyone, I guess, fully recovered in terms of hit points?
Hit point wise, everyone is standing, but everyone, like Chantel's leg is still missing just below the knee. Saren definitely still has a lot of internal injuries and damage. Yeola wakes up the next day. Her and Chantel share like a very impassioned, very tender embrace. Both of them, you can hear from each of them like gentle sobs kind of rising and falling between them. Yeola also experimentally goes up to touch where her horns were and makes like a pained wince when she touches there.
I fill them in on what happened there. I presume some kind of river witch or hag or something like that. Definitely you used your horns for, I guess, something.
Wow, everyone's rolling fucking garbage. I guess, sick. Everyone's like some sort of river witch or hack. We don't know what that was.
So, while I guess we could do something for that, but I guess we're really not in no position right now. But and I know where they are. There's two wolves.
Chantel, kind of with a half ragged breath, says, "I think we can deal with a couple of wolves."
Yes. Yes. probably not right now, let's say.
I think it's best if we have a rest and then kill the dogs.
Yeah. So, several things. I guess we also don't know where Zymir ran off to. There's also still that iron golem running around. Israel. So, what can I do in terms of, like, healing magic?
Healing magic-wise, you're kind of at your limit right now. There's the magics that these people require are either beyond you or are just unknown to you.
Could I have, would I have known, say, like, in the morning, some stuff like, say, lesser restoration would be beneficial here?
Lesser restoration is really more for dealing with things like poisoning and disease.
Okay.
No one here has. I mean, like, Tree Stump might still be suffering a little bit of hypothermia, but lesser restoration will not restore hypothermia, unfortunately.
That's okay. My limbs are long. It takes a while.
Okay, so there's probably not a huge amount of things that I could have prepared.
Yeah, the party's just kind of exhausted.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay, well, right, Yeola, this is, I guess, your decision, as it was your body. What would you like us to do?
Yeola casts her eyes around the group and says, "I want revenge."
Okay. Is this a burning hot revenge, or can this be in a couple of days revenge?
She looks back towards where the waterfall is and says, "We can put this one on a back burner."
Right, good. Okay. I think we should probably a couple of things. We need to find, I guess, where Zymir is. Two, perhaps try to recover where our equipment was, the last camp. And three, I would say just getting somewhere a bit drier, a bit warmer and out of the elements, and so that we can actually have a proper rest and warm our bones.
Well, you know, if you follow the river back the way it came, you'll eventually leave this place and head into, like, nicer, grassy farmlands. That would be a little ways away, but you could do it. Though, getting back up the waterfall is going to be a lot easier than getting down it.
Yes, I was going to say, how do we get up the waterfall?
Well, obviously, you could just walk in one of the two directions to try and go around it, but you don't know which one would be shorter. You have no idea.
Yes. I guess put it as a group, like, what are our priorities right now?
If we go up the waterfall, we have to go the other way to where the thing was.
We need to either, we can either try and find where Zymir is again. We can try and get our equipment back, or we can take that as lost equipment. And I guess there's now a little bit of revenge on the table. And, of course, resting. So,
well, we need Zymir to stop other iron giants, golems, other iron golems, yes.
Yeah, all right. I mean, what, I look at the waterfall, like, I mean, I can climb up the rockish face if I turn into, say, a goat or an ape, yeah?
I don't think goats get a climb speed.
Goats are so good at climbing.
If I put on my water walking ring, could I climb up the waterfall?
Goats fall off all the damn time. Just they don't show videos of that because, of course, they don't.
Look, that would make a lot of sense.
I don't know if I believe you.
I don't know what to tell you, Cass. Look, I will not deny that those particular certain types of goats can climb, but they can't climb all the time, and they do fucking fall a lot. More than you'd think.
Yes. Okay.
They crave the mineral, and it kills them, Cass.
Yeah, die for the mineral.
Delicious mineral. Yeah, I guess, can I turn into anything that can help? Like, would an ape help, or is it very much like...
Oh, there's a type of goat that has a climb speed. There you go.
Ah, well.
You could do it. I would still say it's risky, though, because it's wet rocks. Even with a climb speed, this isn't...
Yeah.
This is not that environment that goat evolved to live in.
Yeah, well, I could try attempt to climb up, probably not the waterfall, next to the waterfall, where it's a little bit safer. I could attempt to climb there and try and get into almost like a solo search for her, if that is something we want to do. Or we could try and do it together. We just pick a direction and walk up. If that is finding Zamir is our top priority. What's the vibe of the group?
Everyone seems just kind of defeated. No one says anything.
I think Zamir is very important, but I don't know how we can do that if we're not rested.
So I guess we could try and go up or sleep somewhere where we can go there. We can set up a camp where the four of you rest while I go and perhaps try and search for Zamir.
Okay. You
okay?
Once again, the party seems, like I said, kind of defeated. No one's really defeated, responding or putting anything in.
I'll take first watch, and we can all get some sleep. And you
just ended a rest.
Yeah. You okay there, Big T?
No.
The problem is
I fell off a waterfall.
Yes, I knew.
Good response.
But I've still got two levels of exhaustion.
Yes. So
you need food and water.
So what I was trying to say is we need somewhere safe that we can make a camp so that we're out of harm's way. So we need to find like bits of kindling, dry wood, those kind of things, without a fire, because I think a lot of you, and I'm just staring directly at Big T's like blue lips, I think some of you are still maybe suffering from hypothermia.
Big T, you don't know what he's talking about. You feel too hot. If anything, you're wearing too many clothes right now. It
I'll
is
take
really
off my
fucking
jumper.
Hot.
I take
no,
off my
no,
coat.
No. I knew about this. No. Big T. I see what you mean. I think you feel like you're hot. Yeah. No. So you feel like you're hot. So this is perhaps it's a symptom.
Jacket is off.
Okay. No. I try and Big T. I need you to be. Can you do me a huge?
I start fanning myself. Does anybody
for a dip
else
in the water. Big T, please. Have a think. What would Falmorn do? Would Falmorn listen to me right now, being the only one who is not exhausted?
I was told I get to be grumpy and silly when I get sleepy.
Yes.
Sleep is only thing you have ready access to. Are you sure you're not hangry?
Could be hangry. So let us put the coat back on, please. Just for me. Please, Big T.
You'd hate it in here. I put the coat back on. I look at you and sweat.
We've got to really.
You have
deal
to do something
that.
Nice for me then later.
Of course. Anything you want, I will of course try to do. So let us I propose either we start walking or heading towards where we left our camp last night. See what we can salvage. And then to head maybe towards where Zamir might be and then set up a camp and I can go out and search for her.
So we're going to go up back the waterfall.
We're going to take the long way around.
Okay, I don't want to go where the thing was.
I know. We'll try to be very careful.
Yeah, where that figure was before, because that was coming out one side of the waterfall, wasn't it?
No, that was Chantal. Big T.
Well, I didn't know that.
Well, you
Big
didn't even
T
see
doesn't
the figure,
know
to be
that.
Perfectly honest. It's okay.
So scary. Looked evil.
I want to maybe look at, like, Chantal. Like, she's lost a leg.
Yeah, and a lot of blood.
Is it perhaps worth it to even send back to the farmstead? How far away? We were like a day's journey to the farmstead, yeah?
Oh, from the farmstead? Yeah, about a day.
Okay.
Well, a day plus however long it takes you to climb this waterfall.
Waterfall, yeah, right.
Probably a lot longer now, actually. The half of the party is moving at... No, a lot more than half the party. You are the only person not moving at half speed.
Yeah, I'm just trying to wonder if it's going to be like if we can find a place just for them to kind of like hole up that is relatively safe, that has access to sort of some meager food.
What if we simply kill the lady and her dogs and live there?
I mean, that's an option. It is a house, yes. Probably a cursed house. I don't necessarily, again, having a look at the current party, I just don't know how well right now we would deal with that person.
Could I take him, Adam?
How would you know?
Because Zamet saw the wolves, Zamet saw the lady.
Well, you've fought wolves before. You can handle a couple of wolves. And it's an old lady. I mean, like, what? What could she possibly do to you? You think you're very confident in two things. You're very confident that you could take this old woman and her fucking dogs, and you're very confident that it is too fucking hot right now.
Maybe if I kill the dogs, I'll be allowed to take my jacket off.
Will Big T stop being so hot? Find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
One of the members of the Jeltov Pass party is naked. They also all show signs of blunt force trauma. Then when the area was tested and autopsies was done, a high amount of radiation was discovered on all of the members of the party. With that evidence, what do you think happened to the Jeltov Pass party?
A Hulk.
My good friend Jackson Bailey loves Sasquatches, Bigfoots, Yetis, and all kinds of cryptids and mysteries that aren't just Gigantopithecuses, and loves to talk to his good friends about them on his show, Jackson Bailey Spooks America. But there are some rules.
As I eat some candy, let me explain the ground rules of Jackson Bailey Spooks America. So you got to get your opinions, and you got to put them in a box, and you got to put that box. You remember in high school, like at the start of class, they were like, put your phones in this box?
Yep.
That's what you got to do with your opinions. Second thing. Accept everything, believe nothing. And thirdly, accept when you're beat.
Each episode, Jackson walks several of his good friends through a loosely researched or vaguely misremembered ghoul, fable, or spooky mystery, and we have to come up with our own theories on what really happened.
A graffiti message related to the mystery appeared on a wall, which read, "Who put Bella down the witch helm? Hagley Wood." Nobody knows who wrote this.
Ooh, that's spooky as shit.
Nobody knows where that came from.
I'm so spooked.
In Russia, as in every country in the world, there is a large bipedal ape that people talk about, a Sasquatch equivalent. In Russia, it's known as the Yeren.
No, it's like one of the classic monster movie things. They're having sex, and that's when the monster chooses to attack.
He smells their delicious sex odor.
He smells the losing of virginity.
Fun fact for all those virgins at home, sex smells gross.
In 1817, he's in a cornfield hunting, and he spies a very strange creature.
Hunting what? Creatures?
Well, not this creature. Birds, probably. He spies a creature that he describes as looking like a dog with a rabbit's head.
Ah!
He shoots it several times, as he would.
Yeah.
Could it just be a big rabbit?
Big or a small dog?
It's a bizarre phenomena that only typically appears in England, where people will have a skull that loves a yell. They climb the tree. And they discover in this sort of like a Y in the tree, what looks like a skull.
Other times, it's just a show mostly about terrible things done to horses.
Other than that, the boy, he doesn't speak. He only says these two phrases. I want to be a cavalryman as my father was. And horse, horse.
Yeah. Alternatively, a scientist really wanted to fuck a horse.
Not even necessarily a scientist, just a guy.
Maybe. Is it potentially possible?
Yes.
Instead of seeing a strange creature that we have never heard of before, potentially, is it within the realm of possibility that this man actually just saw one of those boys from Pinocchio turning into a donkey?
Spooky as hell.
Oh.
Who's ready to talk about horse death?
I don't know, man. I woke up this morning and I said I was, but now that I'm staring it right in the face.
When smaller carrion eaters and bugs and stuff are eating an animal that's recently died, what they go for is the fleshy bit. And that's just your junk, your tongues, and your eyes. Sorry, people. Those are the bits that go first.
I do enjoy this because this is much better than the usual cattle mutilation problems, which are delicious animal somehow dies for no reason. Eaten.
Who could have done it?
Who would possibly kill this thing we've bred to be delicious?
We live in an area populated by coyotes and also wolves, but who?
Why? Why would these things whose natural habitats and prey we've taken this thing that we've bred to be stupid and delicious?
And so not delicious. Run and easy to catch.
This walking pie. Who would eat a cow? They say, hefting burgers to their mouths. Who would eat this?
I don't understand.
So if you want to get mystery blue balled with us, have a listen to Jackson Bailey Spooks America. The first few episodes are available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from. Or alternatively, subscribe to SansPants Plus on SansPantsRadio.com or support us through the Bad IQ Boy Collection through Apple Podcasts to get immediate access to well over 100 episodes. Get spooked, America!
It is crazy that people think that you can shoot a ghost.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.